How does one capture a kangaroo in Wisconsin?
Well, this one worked very well because the sheriff's department had opened a barn door and the animal went in. So when our team arrived, we moved up to the barn and the animal went into the shipping crate. That was it. We put the crate into the heated van and brought them back here and unloaded them into the quarantine.
How's the kangaroo faring since being placed in quarantine?
He's fine. He looks, you know, he's a little wet yet. He had some snow on him and from being outside earlier, and he's drying off, and he doesn't seem to be overly agitated, and he seems to not be afraid of people.
Well, can you describe the immediate living conditions he has?
Quarantine is a stalled area that's about probably 10 by 25 feet, and he can move around in there, and it's, you know, we keep bedding down for him, and it's warm. And the reason that he's there is to be certainly to check his own health and be sure that he doesn't have any infections that would hurt the rest of our population.
Jim, do you have any clues as to how this kangaroo came to be so far away from its natural habitat?
None at all, except that people do own exotic pets and may have been transporting it. There are a few different theories about how he might have gotten loose. No identifications that we can see.
Does the kangaroo now have a name?
We have not given him a name. We're going to wait to hear from the Iowa County Sheriff's Department about if anyone comes forward to claim ownership.
So someone who's missing a kangaroo can just call their local sheriff's office?
They should, you bet. They should call the Iowa County Sheriff's Department or their local law enforcement agency.
Hard to think of too many people missing a kangaroo.
That's correct, and you think if they were missing one, they would, in fact, miss it.
Has there been a lot of media attention surrounding this?
A great deal, from all over the country. We were contacted by both the Morning Show and the Today Show, one out of Chicago, one out of New York, a lot of local and out-of-state papers.
What's the big question they ask first?
Oh, how's the animal doing, and is it natural for kangaroos to live in Wisconsin?
Which probably is
not. It's not natural. That is correct. They're a long way from central Australia.
So, Jim, what does the future hold for the kangaroo now?
Well, it's going to depend if someone comes forward about the animal's ownership. Otherwise, there is a possibility we may keep it here or that it could go to another accredited zoo.
Jim, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Good talking to you, and we're very happy that the animal's doing well.
Everybody now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport.